The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 35, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on September 29th, 2011, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kama Adibi. Anavidham. Prashanta Akula Vritti Akila Vritti Yat Chittam Brahmasukha Prishtam Na Eva Utishteta Karhichit Kamadi Biranavidham Prashanta Kila Vrittiyat Chittang Brahma Sukha Prishtang Naivotishteta Karhichit Kamadi Biranavidham Prashanta Kila Vrittiyat Chitang Brahma Sukha Prishtang Naivotishteta Karhichit Kama Adibi, by various lusty desires. Anavidham, unaffected. Prashanta, calm and peaceful. Akila Vritti, in every respect, or in all activities, yet that which Chittam, consciousness, Brahmasukha Prishtam, being situated on the transcendental platform in eternal bliss, indeed, utishteta, can come out. Karhichit, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When one's consciousness is uncontaminated by material lusty desires, it becomes calm and peaceful in all activities, for one is situated in eternal, blissful life. Once situated on that platform, one does not return to materialistic activities. Purport. Brahma Sukha Prishtam is also described in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Lavate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In this situation, he begins transcendental activities or devotional service to the Lord. Generally, once elevated to the transcendental platform of Brahma Sukha, transcendental bliss, one never comes down. But if one is not engaged in devotional service, there is a chance of his returning to the material platform. Aruya krishtrena parang padang tata patantyado nadrita yushmad angriyaha. One may rise to the platform of Brahma Sukha, transcendental bliss, but even from that platform, one may fall down to the material platform if he does not engage himself in devotional service.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Dadha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamascha.
So today we are reading about that wonderful state known as Brahma Sukha Sprishtam. Which means to be situated on the transcendental platform in eternal bliss. This means that once you achieve Brahma Sukha Prishtam, you taste uninterrupted nectar at every minute. It means you're not bouncing back and forth between the material energy and the spiritual energy. It means you're solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. That everything is nectar. Whatever service you have to do, it's all nectar. Such a person dovetails all of his activities 24 hours a day in Krishna's service. Yat kadashi yadasnasi yad jahasi dadati yat yat tapashashi kanteya tat kadushva badarpanam. Whatever he does, whatever he eats, whatever he offers or give away, as well as whatever austerities he performs, he does that as an offering to Krishna. Whether he's worshipping the deity, whether he's cleaning the dishes, whether he's going out on Harinam Sankirtan, whether he's going to work at some job, because he's offering everything to Krishna. He's tasting uninterrupted bliss at every minute. So this is a very desirable state to achieve. Brahma Sukha Sprishtam Ki Jai. That's something we'd all like to have, some Brahma Sukha Prishtam. So what's the key? Kama adi bi anavidham. Unaffected by desires, kama adi bi. Adi means kama, I don't know what it is in your Russian and Estonian languages. Adi in English can be translated as etc. It means so on and so on and so on. So kama, kamadi bi means lust, etc., beginning with lust and everything that comes along with it. Lust. And what comes after lust? You have a lusty desire. and doesn't get fulfilled, what happens?
Если оно не исполняется, что
происходит? Крадха. You become angry. Oh, I wanted that and I couldn't get it. Ah, I'm angry. So, along with lust comes anger, comes greed, there comes madness, there comes illusion, there comes envy. So many bad qualities come from lust. It all begins from lust. Do you know what lust is? Lust is actually prema. When it's contaminated by contact with the material mode of passion. Just like you can take milk and turn it into yogurt. Prema becomes transformed into kama by contacting the material mode of passion. And then once that kama, that prema is polluted and turned into kama, then all these other bad qualities come along with it. Becomes pretty dirty situation. The heart becomes really, really dirty. But if you can become unaffected by all of these, if you can become free from lust, then all the other bad qualities that come along with lust, you become free from them as well. This is why in the Vedic culture, the young boys are trained brahmachari. How to become free from lust? How to see every woman as mother? Mataji. Not an object for sex pleasure. So this brahmachari training, it is very important. How to never see a woman as an object of sexual enjoyment. Because if one can become free from these contaminating influences, then what is the result? Prashanta. You become calm and peaceful. Akila vritti means in every activity you're feeling calm and peaceful. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Whether you're cleaning the toilet or you're giving a lecture or you're bathing the deities, it's all the same. Because you're seeing this is the service of Krishna. So in this way, one does not come back to material activities. It is possible to achieve this state of prashanta through other means like jnana and yoga. But without bhakti, our devotional service, one falls down again into material activities sooner or later. If one actually achieves this state of pure bhakti, then there is no coming back to these material activities ever again. There's no coming back to the misery of material existence ever again. Such a liberated soul is always happy. It doesn't matter whether he's in the material world or the spiritual world. Just like Narada Muni, he has a passport to go everywhere. He can be in the spiritual world, in the pastimes of Krishna, or he can be here in the material world preaching Krishna consciousness. He can go back and forth at will. In all situations, he's relishing the bliss of Krishna consciousness. So, this is the state we need to achieve if we want to be truly happy. If you achieve any other sort of happiness, guess what? You're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. Any other happiness besides this Brahma Sukha Prishtam, it's an illusion. It's simply a mirage in the desert. Do you have mirages here in Estonia? Do you see them? Yes. In the US we see them. In Texas we definitely see them. You can be driving down the highway, you see. And you see, oh, there's a lake off there in the distance, a big lake. Looks like it's about a mile away down the road. There's a lake up there. There's a big body of water about a mile ahead. You can see it down the highway. And you think, well, I think I'd like to cool off. It's really a hot afternoon. I'm going to speed up a little bit, you know, to get to that lake real soon. But that lake travels at the same speed you do. If you go 30 miles an hour, that lake will move at 30 miles an hour down the road in front of you. If you go 100 miles an hour, that lake will move 100 miles an hour in front of you. It's simply a mirage. It's not really there. It looks like a very nice lake out there. Nice cool waters, refreshing place to take a dip on a hot day. But there's nothing there. So we may have some illusion of getting happiness in this material world. If I can become rich, I can become famous, I can become powerful, if I can get a beautiful girlfriend, you see, I may think I can be happy, but actually there's no happiness. It's just a dream. The real happiness is in the spiritual world. With Krishna. Krishna is an unlimited reservoir of pleasure. So if you want to taste that Brahma Sukha Prishtam, that uninterrupted happiness, you simply have to reconnect with Krishna. That's all you have to do. Is it difficult to reconnect with Krishna? No, it's a simple thing to do. Even a child can do. A little child can connect with Krishna. You don't have to be a great jnani or a great yogi to connect with Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam tayam yome bhakta priyachati tadahang bhakya pahrishnam mashnami atvayatatmanaha. If you will offer me, Krishna says, with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or some water, I will accept it. That was the first verse that really connected me with Krishna. I hadn't met the devotees yet. I hadn't even gotten Prabhupada's books yet. But I was looking for spiritual enlightenment. Back in 1968 in Denver, Colorado. And I found a Bhagavad Gita that had that verse in it. That luckily the verse was properly translated in that edition. And I was amazed. I can actually offer something to God and He'll take it from me? Little old me, he could take something, he's willing to take something from me? Completely insignificant nonsense rascal, he's willing to accept something from me? I was amazed at this concept, that you could directly offer something to God and He would take it from you. As a Christian, I had this idea that God was, you know, completely unapproachable. He was so far away, you could never even get close to Him. What to speak of offering Him something and having Him accepting it from you? So this idea that God could actually would accept something from me, I was just really amazed. So I got this poster of Radha Govinda and I was offering all of my food to Radha. I have somehow Krishna gave me the intelligence, only vegetarian food. But I was offering vegetarian food to this poster of Radha Govinda. And it really felt good. I mean, it really, really felt good. I felt I was really connecting with God, you see. Just from that simple thing of offering my food, you see. So it's not difficult to connect with God. All you have to do is read the Bhagavad Gita and follow what the Bhagavad Gita says. That's all. You think Krishna is making it difficult? That I don't really want you to be my devotee very much, so I'm going to make it really, really hard for you to become my devotee. You think He's doing that? Krishna has been sitting in your heart for millions of your births in this material existence. Just waiting for that moment when you take an interest in Him. So He's giving all facility. Oh, now He's coming back to me. Let me give Him every single facility, you see. That is Krishna's kindness. He sees that you take an interest. Oh, He's so happy. This lost child of mine, they're now wanting to come back to me. Let me give all facilities so that very soon he or she can come to Brahma Sukha Prishtam. Krishna wants you to come to Brahma Sukha Prishtam. He's giving you all facility to come to Brahma Sukha Prishtam. So now all you have to do is take advantage of it. He's throwing you the mercy. Grab it. When that Krishna tosses you the mercy, you grab it. You don't say, what is this mercy? I don't need any mercy. I'm a big Estonian. I don't need any mercy. You're a big fool. That's what you really are. So now, do not be a fool. Take that mercy that Krishna is giving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and take prasad, and you'll achieve Brahma Sukha Prishtam very quickly. You'll become solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness with unwavering attention. 24 hours a day relish 24 hours a day relishing the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Sweet, sweet, what a treat, can't be beat, those two lotus feet. I don't know how you'll translate that, but there's one poetry written by one of my godbrothers. Sweet, sweet, what a treat, can't be beat, those two lotus feet. Poetry is very hard to translate. So anyway, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
What would be the result? In two cases. One case that someone is make service mechanically without feelings, and another is make service with loving feelings. What would be the results in both cases?
What is the result of one person doing service mechanically, the other doing service with feelings? The one who does the service mechanically, he will not get so much result. That I have to scrub this pot. I'd rather not be here in the kitchen scrubbing this pot. But the temple commander said I have to scrub the pots. So here I am scrubbing the pots. I'm wanting to get out of here as soon as I can. I don't care if it's completely clean or not, just clean enough so I can get out of here as soon as possible. Another devotee thinks, oh, I've been blessed with this opportunity to scrub these pots. By scrubbing this pot, I'm cleaning the dirt from my heart. So let me make this pot perfectly clean. There's not even one spot anywhere on the inside or the outside of the pot. Krishna says, Bhaktya, scrub the pots with love. He doesn't say, if you offer me a leaf or fruit or fruit or water, I will accept it. He does not say that. He says, if you offer me a leaf, flower, fruit or water with love, then I will accept it. Krishna doesn't need your crummy earth flower. Or your 10th class earth fruit. He wants your love. So if you want to really connect with Krishna in whatever you're doing, do it with love. That now I have this opportunity. That now Krishna has blessed me with the supreme opportunity to chant his holy names. He's given me this japa yagya. I can do this japa yagya. This is the greatest good fortune. Even if I were to win 10 million euros in the lottery, that is nothing compared to Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And now he's given me the opportunity to go out on Harinam Sankirtan. This is a greater blessing than being elevated all the way to Brahmaloka. And now he's given me the opportunity to distribute Prabhupada's books. Said the mercy, the good fortune of being given the opportunity to distribute Prabhupada's books is inconceivable. So in this way, if we understand the great blessing of what we've been given, and we do it with enthusiasm, with feeling, with determination, and with patience, because it takes time for pure bhakti to become revived within the heart. If we will do our devotional service in this way, we will achieve unlimited rewards. Greater than any demigod in the heavenly planets. Greater than, you'll achieve something greater than any demigod has in the heavenly planet. Greater than the Siddhalokis, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. So just take this process very seriously. And you will surpass the opulence of Svargaloka. Any other questions?
Since we in the material world we don't have any love in it, and we do not know what is love even. So in that case Prabhupada said even if you don't have love, just do it and love will awaken. So how would you explain that?
Okay. She's asked that we don't have love. It Prabhupada said if you do it, how? If you do what?
Just do the
service and the love will come. So how would we explain that? Okay. So we want to do it with love, but we look at our heart to see how much love is there that we can use. We find out we don't have any love at all in our heart. I'm completely bankrupt heart. That reminds me of the story of one man. He was going for a heart transplant. And he had a choice. He could get the heart of a doctor, a lawyer, or a banker. He said, I'll take the heart of a banker because it's never been used. So sometimes we are like that. I never really learned how to love anybody. I've been so damn selfish my whole life. I've never learned how to love anybody or anything. I didn't even love my dog. I just kicked him around. So, where's the love in my heart? How can I do anything with love? I don't even know what love is. Well, this is why we need to study the lives of great personalities such as His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because if you see the... By studying personalities like Prabhupada, then you can understand what is love, you see. Love means to give without any thought of receiving in return. Do you know that when Prabhupada first started this movement, he had his apartment upstairs at 22nd Avenue. And then downstairs across the courtyard then was the storefront. There were devotees living in the temple. They just stayed in the storefront In other words, the temple was only one room. And there was a little tiny toilet and a sink, and that's it.
But
they would sleep in the temple room. They would live in the temple room, and during the day, they'd hide all of their sleeping bags somewhere in a corner of somewhere. I don't know how they did it, but so how do you take a shower? There's no shower in the temple. So they would go to Prabhupada's apartment and take shower. And they had no understanding of what does it means to honor the spiritual master. So they would make a queue for the shower, line up for taking turns for the shower. And Prabhupada would stand in line with them, if you can imagine. They didn't think, well, Swamiji should go first, because they would make him stand in line. Just try to understand the sacrifice that Prabhupada made. They had no conception of how to honor this saintly man, you see. But in spite of the fact they weren't giving him any, practically no honor at all what they were giving him, he was still giving unlimited love to all these boys. Who would collect the money? Prabhupada. Who would have to go do the shopping? Prabhupada. Actually, it was Swamiji then. Swamiji would go shop, buy the boga. Swami, would you come back? He would cut the vegetables and cook the feast. Swamiji would serve the feast to all the boys. And when the feast was over, who washed the dishes? Swamiji washed the dishes also. And the boys would just, you know, take prasadam, lay back and go to sleep, or just get up and go home from there, you see. If they were living outside. So in this way, just imagine how loving and how kind was Srila Prabhupada. This is love. Simply to give without any thought of receiving. Actually, one day, one of the young boys, one of the hippie boys, he said, "Swamiji, who helps you? Who washes the dishes when it's over?" He noticed that nobody was there to help Swamiji clean up. So this very fortunate young hippie boy, he said, "Swamiji, can I help you to clean up?" You can imagine how happy Prabhupada was when that boy volunteered to help clean the dishes after the feast. So this is love, you see. By studying Prabhupada, we can understand what is love. And we, even though we don't feel so much love, we can try to act in a way that is loving, you see. One should think, well, even though I don't feel love in my heart, if I had love in my heart, how would I act? Let me do that like an actor on the stage. And now you're playing the role of someone who has great love and a great service attitude. Just play the role like an actor on the stage, you see. If you're, now we're giving you to play the role of somebody who has a very good loving service attitude. Now you play the role of someone who has a loving service attitude. And if you will do that, Even though you don't feel any love in your heart, if you will act as if you were a loving, kind-hearted person, then that love, which is actually there within you, simply buried beneath the lust, is like a little, just like a flower coming out after the winter. A flower bursts up through the soil and comes out a beautiful flower. The flower of your love will blossom after the winter of lust. This is called sadhana bhakti. The Raganuga Bhakta, he actually feels the, spontaneously feels the loving tendency in the heart. The Sadhana Bhakta, he doesn't always feel that loving tendency. But he acts in that way. He doesn't feel like hearing the lecture. But he listens anyway, as if he was attracted to hear the lecture. He would rather sit and talk during the lecture to somebody else, because he has no love in his heart. But if he will act as if he had actual love in his heart, then the true loving attraction in the heart becomes revived. So in this way, we can develop the, those sentiments of pure bhakti within the heart. By acting dutifully, doing the right thing, avoid doing the wrong things, the offensive things, and do the right things. And then the pure love will become manifest in the heart. Any other questions? We have about 3 minutes left. Just like the right thing, I've been told the right thing is to end at 9, you see. So I may feel like not ending at 9, but I mean, that would mean I have no love for the temple president. So because actually I do love the temple president. He's very dear to my heart. Therefore I'm very happy to cooperate by ending 9 o'clock. Ananda Vardhana Prabhu Ki Jai. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Can we do business with love?
Can we do business with love? Yes?
Yeah.
What is your love? To make as much money as possible to support this movement. If you're a businessman, you should be, you should aspire to become a millionaire. Make as much money as you can off every customer. And get as many customers as you possibly can. You should be as greedy as possible as a businesswoman. And that loba, or greed for success in business, if that is offered to Krishna, you spend that money for Krishna, then that loba becomes prema. Prabhupada said the households are doing business, they should do it. What is the word he said? Something like swing, I figured. Prabhupada was saying how they should do it in full swing, yes. They should do it in full swing. When the householders are doing business, full swing. That means they should become very successful. Is it?
Если домохозяева делают какое-то дело, они должны на всю катушку.
Okay, so our time is up, and we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness process. Kindly dedicate yourself fully to this process and never deviate. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.